Well, here's a guy who probably knows a thing or two about it because he has a spread out on the St. Lawrence River. You talk about the Counter Center drawbridge. That looks like a guest house on this guy's property. So I think he might know a thing or two about saving hydro. His name is Ryan Flaro, a good friend of ours, winner of the 2016 Berkeley B1 Bass Tournament that I'm missing as we speak. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Ed. How are you doing, guys?
Good. Are you out pre-fishing?
As a matter of fact, I was scheduled to be out pre-fishing, but we got 52-kilometer-an-hour winds today, and whoa. I was supposed to guide this morning, and unfortunately, we had a little bit of a cancellation, but we're hoping to make it out in Lake St. Francis this afternoon.
How are you feeling about your chances in the 2019 B1 championship run?
Well, it's, you know, I feel good about it every year, but, you know, there's some awful good competition every year, and she, you know, as everybody knows, there's you know, products are getting better, guys are getting better and smarter and understanding. So it's not as easy as it was, I don't think, back in 2016.
Yeah, but if there was ever an easier time, an easier season, it'd be this season because, as you know, the A team will not be there. Mr. Bowman and I will be absent from the event. It'll be our first time since the inception of the B1. Unfortunately, we won't be there with you, and it's you know, it's funny, you get so used to doing things every year that your body, your mind just automatically goes into that mode. I've had a hard time the last few days slapping myself back down and saying, no, you're not going to be there. Put that rod down, get your gear back in the basement. It's hard to get used to the idea that you don't do something you've been doing for years, isn't it?
You know, Andrew, you're absolutely right. It's ironically, I kind of look at it, it's kind of our last week of bass season. You know, all the guys come in from out of town. It seems, you know, we've got guests this year at our place from Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. So it's kind of like the wind down of the bass season. Ironically, some of the best fishing goes on from now till, you know, till freeze up, you know, for large, giant, smallmouth bass. So it's kind of like our wind down stage. This is the last big tourney on the river. It kind of starts to get quieter, so it's kind of a reminder. It's kind of a celebration for us and party for us because, you know, the guys come up with lobster and we had the lobster feed, and it's been a tradition now for almost 8 or 9 years. So, you know, we look forward to it actually every year in St. Francis.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. what's now? Did I hear correctly? You fished an event on Franny a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we fished the Renegade Bass Classic. Was on every year they pick a different lake for the classic, and ironically, it was picked for Lake St. Francis this year. It was there was some hell of a weights. You know, lo and behold, my former B1 partner won on Lake St. Francis with a crazy weight of, I believe it was 48 pounds for 2 days, Ange. It was just unbelievable. Wow. Scott LaFave. So him and Mario from you guys just absolutely dominated the field for 2 days. I think, you know, they had 23-8 first day and 25-5 the second day with, you know, a 6.5 pound anchor. So it's just good on those guys. You know, the lake's fishing extremely well, and it's nice to see and encouraging.
I always thought Scott was a bit of a bodybuilder, you know, because having to carry you all those years in that tournament, you got to have a great upper body strength, right?
So. Well, you know, for many years, people would have assumed I was carrying Scott, but I think he's you know, the truth is out, and we really see who he carried over the last number of years, you know. I think I'm going to go back to just fishing walleye and stay in my cave for a little while after that, Lincoln.
Oh, man, I tell you, exciting times. Hopefully the weather will cooperate as the week, the pre-fish week moves on. I'm sure that it'll flatten out for you eventually. Anything new this year that you think might change the game completely?
You know, the shallow fishing seems to be, it was great all year, and with the weather we've been getting the last little while, the shallow, it just seems has been driving the fish deep. You know, like today we're 50-kilometer-an-hour winds, overcast. And, you know, I'm looking at the weather for this week. So we're looking at highs of 21 to 25 all the way to next, till next week. So it might bring them fish back up shallow. And, you know, it's a real game changer because, as you know and Pete know, you can pull into a shallow spot and, you know, you can literally look at 25 to 30 pounds of fish in front of you all day and try and catch them. Ironically, in the tournament last week, we had rain and cloudy, so, you know, the shallow guys didn't dominate as they usually do. So it's I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an open game this week. You know, we're looking at good weather all week for pre-fish, which is nice. The only thing I could really say that I think is going to be a big game changer this year is it's a three-day event. So what I believe is, you know, the guys might have fish for one day or 2 days. You're kind of stretching it when you're fishing shallow. But I really, truly believe the deep bite's going to be the, you know, that's going to be the stamina. You're, you know, in the past, you can see a guy would come in with 24, 25, 20, even 26, 27 pounds that we've seen in the past. You know, guys like, you know, like the Johnsons have gotten some huge bags and Cal Clemson's in the past. And I think this year you're going to see slow and steady is going to win the race. You know, I believe if you're going to be 21, 22, 23 every day for 3 days consistent, I believe that's going to be the game changer this year. That extra third day, we always struggle day two to get, you know, to get that 19, 20, 21 pounds in the tournament. Now to do that for an extra third day, I believe it's going to be, I think it's a game changer this year. I think it's anybody's race.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's you mentioned the Johnsons. The other team that won't be there this year are the Johnsons. So there's all kinds of room opening up for you, Mr. Flair.
You know, there's been some changes in the industry, and we've got some big names that aren't there. So it's opening up the doors. You know, and you know, Ange, it's, of course, we always go into a tournament. We all want to win, but it's kind of nice to see a new guy win every year, and you know, lo and behold, a little smank and test locals once in a while, and the local guys in the lake is good on us too. It's good for our ego, so kind of takes us back to reality. And when these guys come into town and give us a licking and teach us a lesson, it's good for us once in a while.
Ryan, no matter where you end up, you're a champion for me. You know that, buddy. And I wish you all the best. Have yourself a absolutely wonderful B1. Hopefully you'll spank everybody and win it all and come in with 25 pounds a day. How's that? I'm going to wish that on you.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your day. It's nice talking to you guys. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon. Ryan Flero, the 2016, at that time it was the Berkeley B1 bass event held on the St. Lawrence River on Lake St. Francis. An annual pilgrimage for all the top bass anglers, certainly in Canada and parts of northern U.S. as well. They all migrate to that body water because it is absolutely, it's nothing short of, I believe, the best smallmouth bass fishing in the world is on Lake St. Francis. And no, I will not be there. I will mention that again. The medical staff has not given me the release that I was hoping for. But that's okay. It'll make me that much hungrier for next year.